Chris Riopel, curator at the National Gallery.
We're just on the edge of Paris here. These young working boys have the day off and have come down to the river to bathe. In the background, you see factories, you see a train crossing a bridge. It is industrial Paris. One thing I like very much about this big, ambitious painting is that it's the work of a very young man trying to make his name in the Paris art world by doing something really audacious. As you see, this is a very large painting. Seurat is trying to create a monumental work worthy of the old masters, but it's a very, very modern, everyday subject. At the time it was first shown in 1885, people were mystified. They didn't know what to make of a picture like this. It was so unlike anything else to be seen in Paris at the time. It didn't sell. Almost nothing of Seurat's sold. And it was only in the 20th century that people came to realize what an astonishing accomplishment it was.